Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could be with us. I'm Bill McKeever, your host for Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm the founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, a co-worker at MRM. And for the past couple of days, we've been talking about the atonement and where did that atonement actually take place. Of course, as we've been demonstrating, the Mormons have often said that the atonement took place in the Garden of Gethsemane. However, that is not a teaching that historic Christianity has ever supported. In fact, I'd like to start the show off, if I may, with a quote by Christian pastor and theologian A.W. Tozer. He lived from 1897 to 1963, and this is what he said about the cross. He said, "The old cross is a symbol of death. It stands for the abrupt, violent end of a human being. The man in Roman times who took up his cross and started down the road had already said goodbye to his friends. He was not coming back. He was going out to have it ended. The cross made no compromise, modified nothing, spared nothing. It slew all of the man, completely and for good. It did not try to keep on good terms with its victim. It struck cruel and hard, and when it had finished its work, the man was no more." As we cited to you yesterday, President Gordon Hinckley actually tried to downplay the significance of the role of the cross in the light of Latter-day Saints, saying basically that they want to focus on the living Christ and not the dying Christ. However, for Christians, it's that dying Christ that is very important because of his dying for our sins and the fact that he did rise again from the dead. You can't have a resurrection without a death. Recently, Eric, there was an article in the Ensign magazine, and we're going to discuss that today. Why don't you go ahead and tell our viewers about that?
Well, we need to know, for those who don't know, the Ensign magazine is an official publication of the LDS Church, and usually, well, not all the time, but many articles written by the general authorities. And there's an article in the July 2011 Ensign, and the title of it is called "The Meaning of the Cross for Latter-day Saints." It was written by 70 Gregory A. Switzer. I'm not sure if I got that pronunciation right, but he is going to talk about this. And Bill, I just want to spend a couple of minutes and tell you some of the highlights of this article. First off, I want to say that we're talking about the Garden of Gethsemane and its importance in Mormonism. He only mentions the Garden of Gethsemane once. He says, "What happened on the cross and in the Garden of Gethsemane is the essence of our faith in Jesus Christ's sacrifice." And so he mentions it once after the cross, which is atypical.
That statement also proves what I was saying a couple days ago, that usually when you find the Mormons talking about where the atonement took place, they can usually mention the Garden of Gethsemane by itself and it stands alone. But whenever they mention the cross, it's usually always coupled with the garden.
And so he does talk about that there. But I think the reason for this article is so many Christians wear the cross around their necks. It's on the churches. And so for a lot of Mormons, it's disconcerting because Christians will come to them and say, "Well, why won't you have the cross?" And so I'm sure they go to their leaders and ask that question. And so this article, I think, was written so that a bishop could hand it to somebody who asked the question and say, "There you go, case closed. You don't need to ask that question again." Here's what he says. He says, "Is the cross important to our faith? The answer is an unequivocal yes." And then he goes on and explains how that is what he says important. And then he ends that section by saying, "It is the preaching of what happened on the cross that is more important than the symbol of the cross." And so in his mind, what he's saying, I'm kind of summarizing this because I'm not going to read the entire article. He is saying that the symbolism of this cross is not as important as what they believe it to be as far as their faith. And he says this very clearly in the last section on page 28. He says, "We are Christians in the true inward sense, and we display Christ to the world through our lives, our message, and our love, rather than through a symbol whereby we are identified. So he's saying we live the cross out in our lives. We don't need to have a cross around our necks. We don't have to have it on our steeples and in places of worship, because we just need to live the cross.
He's kind of downplaying this whole symbolism thing, but as you and I have discussed several times, the Mormon church is certainly not without its symbols. And this is the weird irony of the whole thing. I mean, if you look at buildings built by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you're going to find all sorts of symbolism. For instance, on their temples, you have the angel Moroni. On many of the temples, not all of them, but most of them, you have beehives, you have moonstones, you have the all-seeing eye. These are just on the Salt Lake Temple alone. You have the Masonic grips, you have that symbol. And then you also have the inverted five-pointed star, the pentagram, which certainly causes a lot of questions today. Now, I know Mormons would probably argue that back in the early years when Joseph Smith was using the inverted five-pointed star, it didn't have the same connotation as it does today. But that Salt Lake Temple was finished in the 1890s. It certainly did have it at that particular point in time. And it certainly did when the Mormons rebuilt the Nauvoo Temple in 2002.
Well, and today it does have that symbol. The pentagram is a very powerful symbol within occultism, and yet in the Children's Museum there for the children to see, they have that thing all over the place.
Yeah, they finally took that out, but they did have a thing that the kids could go in and they could actually put together in different colors this pentagram, which when I first saw that, that just made me very uncomfortable. But I think what needs to be pointed out to our listeners, I think earlier I said viewers, of course nobody's viewing us at all, but to our listeners, is not just this ignoring of the cross, it's the outright denigration of Christians using the cross.
Absolutely.
And this cannot be lost. Christians, you need to hear this. This is 10th President Joseph Fielding Smith. This is taken from his book, Answers to Gospel Questions, Volume 4, page 17. He says, "To many, like the writer, such a custom is repugnant." And he's talking about wearing a cross. "And contrary to the true worship of our Redeemer, why should we bow down before a cross or use it as a symbol? Because our Savior died on the cross, the wearing of crosses is to most Latter-day Saints in very poor taste and inconsistent to our worship. Of all the ways ever invented for taking life and the execution of individuals, among the most cruel is likely the cross. This was a favorite method among the Romans, who excelled in torture. We may be definitely sure that if our Lord had been killed with a dagger or with a sword, it would have been very strange indeed if religious people of this day would have graced such a weapon by wearing it and adoring it, because it was by such a means that our Lord was put to death." Now, I personally don't wear a cross, Eric. It's no big deal. It's just that's my personal preference. But you know what? I have to think, if the preaching of the dagger was to them that perish foolishness, well, maybe that would be something Christians should consider. But that's not how it happened. It happened by way of the cross. And as Paul, we glory in the cross.
Well, you're right. And Paul very clearly says that. I think a lot of Mormons misunderstand the cross. Because when they see it at the front of our churches, if we have a cross up in front or on our steeple or around our neck, I think a lot of them think we worship the cross. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just like we don't worship the Bible or anything else that we consider to be sacred, we certainly only worship God. But that cross is a very important symbol, which we quoted yesterday. Gordon Hinckley said it's a symbol of a dying Christ.
Right.
I would say it's a symbol of a living Christ, because that cross is empty. In the Protestant tradition, we don't have Jesus up there. And so when I see that, in fact, I have a cross in my backyard. I put together a cross, and I have a meditation kind of garden where I can pray, and it's a great little place to be. And that cross just for me is an inspiration for what Jesus did for my sins.
Yeah, again, we don't worship the cross, and for Mormons to accuse us of that would be the same as if a Christian was to worship or accuse a Mormon of worshiping Joseph Smith. It's just a symbol. And again, as you mentioned, the fact for us as Protestants that it's empty does signify that our Jesus is alive. He's alive.
You quoted Joseph Fielding Smith. I want to quote Bruce McConkie in an LDS church tract. This is what he says. "Christians speak often of the blood of Christ and its cleansing power. Much that is believed and taught on this subject, however, is such utter nonsense and so palpably false that to believe it is to lose one's salvation. For instance, many believe or pretend to believe that if we confess Christ with our lips and avow that we accept him as our personal Savior, we are thereby saved. They say that his blood, without any other act than mere belief, makes us clean."
Wow.
And to me, I mean, when I see that kind of a quote and the mockery of this cross, and well, I mean, I would agree that I do believe that there is nothing else than belief that can make us clean. Nothing but the blood of Jesus is how we sing it. And so here he's saying it's so palpably false because that cross is a symbol for them for what they think Christianity is teaching, which is salvation by faith alone, through grace.
And oftentimes in a conversation, that issue does come up, and certainly we could spend days on talking about justification, and we hope to do so in the future. But I think it is important for Christians to understand where the Mormons are in this position. Now, I would admit that the Mormons have kind of learned that it's much easier not to be so blunt about things with which they disagree. So you probably won't find such language in modern Mormon accounts. The days of Bruce McConkie are gone. The days of Ezra Taft Benson, the days of Joseph Fielding Smith. I mean, I miss those guys because they were so blunt in what they said. It was easy to understand what they believed, and we don't see that today.
Well, and they stated it as it was. And when you get down deep with even current Mormon leaders, if you were to ask the right questions, you'd find out they haven't changed their beliefs. They're just much more politically correct today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Anything else from this article that you wanted to mention?
Well, just the idea that that it even has to be addressed, the meaning of the cross. I mean, for a Latter-day Saint, getting those questions asked of him by his Christian friends, and the way that he has to answer is just a empty symbol is what he's basically saying, and that we have to display Christ through our lives. Well, we agree, Bill, that we have to display Christ in our lives and through our message and everything else, but the cross is something that is a very powerful symbol that I think we ought to utilize in Christianity to explain to in the very basic gospel message that Jesus died on that cross for my sins and that it's my belief in what he did for me that gives me salvation.
Again, and I think in pointing to the cross, we as Christians are pointing to the place where, as Jesus said, you know, to telestai, you know, it's over, it's finished, It's been consummated. That's it. There's no more that has to be done, and that's why we believe that Jesus is all sufficient for our salvation. Ravi Zacharias made the comment one time. He said, "The cross uniquely reveals not a God who is taciturn and disengaged from the human scene, but a God who is right in the middle of our conflicts and struggles."
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.